Jesus is not only able to save us to the uttermost, He is willing to do that. He wants to do that. Our great high priest, He knows, loved one, what you're facing, and He faces what you're facing with you.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Monday and welcome. Pastor Bill continues his study of Hebrews chapter 7 with a conclusion to the message, Do You Like a Mystery? Now, Pastor Bill.
All those sacrifices could never make a person in right standing before God. It could cover their sin for a year, but that was it. It could never, never make a believer perfect in their standing before God. Why? Well, Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified, declared righteous, innocent in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So how unprofitable, He's saying, is to the Jewish reader and to us too, how unprofitable is the Levitical priesthood? Well, He says God just abolished it. It's over. Now the people that are over in the temple in the first century offering those sacrifices, they're the ones in sin. Because those sacrifices can never take away the sin of the world. Jesus was the true Lamb of God. Amen? Okay, just want to make sure we're on the same page. Now look at it. Look at 19 again. It says, on the other hand, there is a bringing in of a better hope, a sure hope, a certain hope, a living hope, if you will, through which we draw near to God. Okay, so what the law could not do, what the Levitical priesthood could never do, Jesus has done through, it says, look at those words, through, meaning through Him or through whom, which we draw near to God. It's all because of Jesus. Did you know that's God's will for you? He wants you to draw near to Him. No, He wants you. He wants you. Listen, Jesus is the door to the heart of our Father. Amen. No one comes to the Father except by me, except through me. Oh, loved one, listen, we can come to the throne of grace. We have a great high priest. We've already studied it. Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly, fearless confidence with all of our heart because we're in Christ Jesus. We can come boldly by the blood and come to the throne of grace where we can find mercy, help, and grace to obtain it in time of need. Amen. Now, we're living right now in the greatest time in history. We're closer to the return of Christ, the rapture, than any other generation. Amen? But see, we're not living in the days back then with them. We're not living in the days of Christ's resurrection. He's already resurrected. We're not living in that day. We're living in the last days where God has now spoken to us by His Son. And He says this, My Son now, He has an eternal priesthood, and He is in heaven for you. Verse 20. Inasmuch as He was not made priest without an oath, for they, meaning the Levitical priest, okay, for they have become priest without an oath, but He with an oath by Him, meaning God, who said to Him, the Lord has sworn, He's taken an oath, the Lord has sworn, will not relent, He'll never change His mind. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Now listen, who made this promise? Who swore this oath? Is there two people involved here? No, there's one person involved here. It's God Almighty, amen? He did that. Can He change? No, He can't change. Why? He's Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord God, I changeth not. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. No, He says, God says, I swore an oath, but I didn't swear an oath to Aaron. I didn't swear an oath to the Levitical priesthood. I swore an oath to my Son, and I will never relent. I will never change my mind. He is the eternal great high priest forever and ever. And look what happened as a result of that verse 22. By so much more, remember that word more that we studied not too long ago? So much more, Jesus, his human name. Isn't that something? Jesus has become a what? That word is only found there in the New Testament, loved one. The word means guarantee. Let's read it. Jesus has become a guarantee of what? A better covenant. Why? Because God made an oath that is unchangeable, that Jesus' priesthood would be eternal forever and ever. And Jesus is God's guarantee to you, God's guarantee to anyone that will come to him. He has paid our sin debt, our past, our present, our future. It is all paid. Why? Because Jesus is the guarantee, the surety of a better covenant made by God alone based on better promises. Now listen, that can never be abolished. Do you hear that? Never be abolished, can never be annulled. Why? God swore an oath. Think of the incredible value that God has placed on the blood of Jesus Christ, his son. It says in Hebrews 13:20 that it's the blood of the everlasting covenant. Jesus is God's guarantee that all of his promises are yes in Christ. Let me give you the scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:20. All the promises of God in Jesus, in him, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now watch this, verse 23. And also there were how many priests? Okay, five of you are following me. And there were many priests. But it says, because they were prevented by death from continuing. Now, we're going someplace with this, but listen carefully. Josephus, who is the Jewish historian of the antiquities, he said that from the time of Aaron, he's the first high priest of Israel, to the last high priest of Israel, his name was Phinehas, who died in AD 70, whenever Rome came in and destroyed the temple, all the records, everything was gone. It says that there were 83 priests from Aaron to Phinehas. They all died. Now, I want you to think about something. Let's be a Jew for a moment. And year after year, or day after day sometimes, week after week, you go to the priest and you bring your sacrifice if you've sinned or this or that. Amen? After a couple of years, you think you might know each other? Are you with me? I mean, you know, hey, see you back again, Jacob. What's going on, man? Ah, a little bit of sin this week, you know. Come on. Oh, give me the lamb, you know. You understand? How's the wife? How's the kids? Are y'all with me? Do you think they might know one another? Do you think, let's say 10 years. Oh, you're looking good, man. You know, are you with me? See, were they human? Yeah, come on. So year after year, they started developing a relationship. They knew one another. They loved one another. They trusted each other. And then when the guy did wrong, the priest, he could have been a little bit, you know, on him. Now, you say, well, Bill, why did you say all that? Because I want to drive a point home how important this is that we're talking about. Do you know how hard it is? I mean, at my age, for example, 35, that I've had the same doctor, I guess, I don't know, 30 years. Do you understand? He's a Christian doctor. He knows me. I know him. He talks more than I talk. I go, he talks 20 minutes to me. I don't know why. He knows that what I don't like and what I do like. He knows about my family. He knows I'm a pastor. Are you with me? We have a relationship. Now, if he died at my age, do you know how hard it is to find another doctor that you like? No, come on. Well, ladies. Oh, you move into a new town. Some of you are from California. You move here and go, oh, this is horrible. I've got to find a new dentist. I got to find a new doctor. And listen, I love my dentist. When you have a great dentist, do you want to go to another? No, he knows me. I know him. I don't want anybody else's fingers in my mouth but his. Do you understand? We have a relationship, okay? But then when the priest dies, oh, that's why verse 24 is so important. It says in verse 23, well, they all died, but look at verse 24. But he, that's our Lord, because he continues, how long? Forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, because we have a better hope based on better promises, and because God has sworn and taken an oath, it can never be annulled. It says, therefore, he, our Savior, our great high priest, he is able to save to the uttermost completely, that word means completely, perfectly, utter, forever, to the very end. Who does he save? Those who come to God. How? Through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Oh, listen to me, church. Are you worried about, do you know how secure we are? You know, come on, guys. You were saved by grace. You can't earn it. You can't be good enough. Do you understand? Oh, you know, No. Listen, God saved you when you were in the pig pen. You couldn't do it. He saved you. Listen, he is able to save, and that is present tense in the Greek, okay? Which means he continually saves us. He's never going to quit saving us. That means he saves us forever. Oh, listen, save to the uttermost. Whom God saves, he saves forever and ever and ever and ever. And who is Jesus praying for? For us, for those who come to God through him. Listen to me. I've studied for years the intercessory high priestly ministry of Jesus, and I still don't understand it. I just know that he is there. Amen. And whatever that means, he's interceding for us. To me, it's deep. It's deeper than I can comprehend. I just know I want to draw near to God like the scripture just said. Amen. So when you think about the intercessory prayer for us, I want to read from an expositor. His name is Leon Morris. One of my old books that's probably 50 years old that I have in my library. But I want you to listen as I read what he said about the intercessory of our great high priest. It said, Jesus is not to be thought of as perpetually on his knees or standing with arms outstretched to God. Jesus is on the throne. The throne of grace, and his presence, listen carefully, his presence is itself an intercession. Every time God the Father looks at God the Son, he can say, oh, this is my beloved Son who died for sinners. His presence is itself a perpetual intercession in the eyes of Almighty God. Hey, that is a great word, loved one. I mean, he looks, he sees the scars. Are you listening to me? And I go, oh, Lord, listen, Jesus saves us to the uttermost. What does that mean? He say all the way through completion. It means in the last moment of your life, he is still saving you. You are secure in Christ Jesus. And here's what's so wonderful. Jesus is not only able to save us to the uttermost, he is willing to do that. He wants to do that. And he's not ashamed of you. He's not ashamed to call us brothers. Listen to me. Our great high priest, right this minute, he knows, loved one, what you're facing. He feels what you're facing. And he faces what you're facing with you. Do you understand? Oh, that's why verse 26 is so important. For such a high priest, yes, was fitting for us. Why? Oh, he's holy. He's harmless. He's undefiled. No blemishes in Jesus. Amen. No, he's unstained. Jesus, he's separate from sinners, but he's a friend of sinners, isn't he? He's a friend of Republicans and sinners, isn't he? Yeah. Oh, publicans. Sorry about that. But yet he's without sin. Amen. Now watch this. Look at his exalted position. He's separate from sinners, but has become higher than the heavens. But yet he's always available for us at the throne of grace, isn't he? Yes, that could never be said of anyone in the Levitical priesthood. Now, Jesus is fitting for us. What does that mean? He's exactly what you need. He's exactly what I need. He is a faithful and merciful high priest. He sympathizes with our weaknesses. Amen. So the mystery solved, loved one. We know what's going on here. Look at verse 27. It says about our Lord, who does not need daily as those high priests, in other words, the Levitical priesthood, as those high priests to do what? Well, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once and for all. Once and for all. When? Well, when he offered up himself for you and for me. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, Jesus said. Amen. When he cried out, it is finished. Our sin debt has been paid. It's fully paid. Amen. He paid it. We paid what we could not pay. That's right. For the law appoints high priests to men, watch this, who have a weakness. Boy, it's the truth. Weakness. We're all weak, aren't we? And those high priests, were they weak? You better believe it. They had to offer sacrifice for their own sins. But, I love this, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son who has been perfected forever. Ever. Jesus never dies. Jesus never has to be replaced. His life is an endless life. Amen. And the endless life that he has is living in you and living in me right now. Look back now at verse 26. And I want to bring this to a close with this scripture. It says, for such a high priest was perfect for us. Just what we need. It was fitting for us. Why? Well, Jesus is perfectly holy, isn't he? He's holy, okay? And not only that, he's harmless. He had no evil in him. And he's also undefiled. No blemish is in our Lord, amen? Now, that word blemish is very important. Here's what I want you to do. You're going to have some homework, all right? I want you to carefully read Leviticus chapter 21. And you'll find in that number one, God could not have any blemish, priest serving at his altar. Couldn't have it. But not only that, God would never allow not just the blemished priest, but a blemished sacrifice. There had to be no blemish in those little animals and so forth, you know, that were sacrificed. Now, here's the deal. God gave Aaron and the sons of Aaron, he gave all the priests in the Bible, you can study it out, he gave them restrictions on serving at the altar. For example, the high priest in there, he could never, say he lost a loved one, he could not mourn. You could get out there, but not in there. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Now, he also, the high priest, he could never take his garment and rip them. He couldn't tear his clothing. You know, in other words, you couldn't have those jeans that are all ripped up. You know what I'm saying? Where you see flesh. Not only that, when you read Leviticus 21, any descendant of Aaron, now listen carefully, who had any blemish, anywhere on him, he couldn't offer any sacrifices to God. He was a Levite, he was still a priest, but he was excluded. You cannot, couldn't do it. Let me give you a few of the blemishes. In other words, if you were blind, no, you couldn't do it. Lame. If you had a disfigured face, if you had tattoos on your arms or bodies or sleeves, you know. If you had a limb too long, or if you had a fractured foot, like me right now, I have a fractured foot. And you know, I'd have to go sit down next to Pastor Marshall. I'll just do that now. No. If you were a dwarf, I guess literally the word dwarf in Hebrew means a very skinny person. I don't know why. If you had a defect in the eye, you know, if you had an itch or a scab, I mean, read all of that. Yes, you were a priest. Yes, you were from the tribe of Levi. But God says, you're not serving in my altar. Now, why would God say that? Is he against people that are short? Is he against me because my foot is fractured? Is he because I have an itch on my arm? Or that big tattoo? I love mom. Did he not love them? No, listen, they were allowed to eat the sacrifices. Remember the sacrifices, the remains went unto the priest. Yeah, they could do all of those things, but they couldn't go behind the veil. Do you understand me? It was off limits. And I say, oh Lord, they had a blemish. Now listen to me. Why did I say that? Because our great high priest, loved one, he is both perfect priest, perfect sacrifice, and there is not one blemish in him. Do you understand? Not one. We are a blemished people. Come on. I mean, listen to me, man. We are a bunch of rejects, okay? But we're not rejected by God. You know what God did with us where there was all blemished? He says now that you're in my son, you're complete in him. You are complete in him who's the head of all principality and power. Not only that, I love you. You're the beloved in him. I love you just as much as I love my own son. Not only that, you are now seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Amen. Not only that, you will never, no, never, because of what Jesus did on the cross, your great high priest who's up in heaven right now for you, you will never, no, never, no, never, no, never come into the judgment. Do you understand that? And he said, now, Bill, it's got to be deeper than that. Yeah, let me give it to you. Jesus himself, he said this in John 5:24. Most assuredly, in the Greek, that is amen and amen. It is immutable. It's unchangeable. It is sure. It is certain. Jesus said, amen and amen. I say to you, he who hears my word. Have you heard the word, Jesus' word? Amen. He says, if you hear my word and if you believe in him who sent me, you have everlasting life. You own it. It's in you. You have it right now. Not when you get to heaven. You've already been judged. Your judgment took place 2,000 years ago. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is no judgment to those who are in Christ Jesus. Right now, you are justified in the sight of God. You have the spotless, sinless, perfect record of Christ to your account. You're in Christ. He says, oh, no, you're not going to come into judgment. He said, you have everlasting life. You're not going to come into judgment. And here it comes. But you've passed from death. That word in Greek is ek, out of death, into life, into real life, into true life. Oh, loved one, listen to me. You know what's going to happen one day? I'm talking about our great high priest. You know what he's going to do? Let me read to you from G24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. You can't keep yourself from stumbling, but there's one who can. It says, and here's what he's going to do, to present you faultless. How can I even read that? Faultless? Jesus is going to present me faultless, you faultless, before the presence of his glory? Come on. I mean, church, listen to me. I mean, is anybody here say, I'm faultless? I'm staying far away from you. No, without one blemish, without one defect. Do you understand? Now listen, let me read it again. He's going to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. That's before God our Father. And listen to how he's going to do it. With exceeding joy. I have to give you one more scripture. Look at chapter 8, verse 1, just this one. Now, this is the main point. Well, I'm glad you got there, man, because it's been tough. This is the main point of the things we're saying. Oh, tell me, what are they? We have such a high priest. Where is he? Oh, he is seated at the right hand of the throne of majesties in the heaven. What's he doing? Oh, he's a minister of the sanctuary and of the what kind of tabernacle? The true tabernacle, which, look at it, which the Lord erected in heaven, which the Lord, well, wait till we get into chapter 8 and 9 and 10. Oh, the Lord erected and not men. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, loved one, chapter 7 is so vital. It is so good. It tells you right now that if you're in Christ and you really, if you're born again, you are eternally saved. But Bill, I might, we all stumble at times, but we don't stay there. We don't live there. Amen. Listen, he is faithful. He is just to forgive us of our sins if we confess them. Amen. He's the one who does it. Listen, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness, every defect. And when God sees you, he sees you in his Son, and he sees you complete. He sees you already glorified. You're already home, already there with God. There is nothing better than the Word of God. It is living, it is true, it is powerful, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Oh, loved one, listen, go and study those things out. I know these 28 verses were a lot of teaching, but if I hadn't taught all 28, we wouldn't have got it the way we need to. Isn't God good? Amen.
Well, as we've seen in Hebrews 7, the old law made nothing perfect, but the introduction of a better hope that allows us to draw near to God. We don't have to live under the weight of the past. We have a Savior who is holy, blameless, and exalted above the heavens. Amen? We enjoyed our time with you today, and we look forward to seeing you once again. Thanks for listening, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.